2012 will be a year to be remembered for many reasons. The beginning of a decade of anniversaries, the London Olympics, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, as well as the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Ulster Covenant. However, one major anniversary which will be marked significantly this year has been also a link with Rathrailand. The sinking of the Titanic, the unsinkable ship, will be remembered here in the local community of Rathrailand this year. For one local group of people, they will be remembering one of their members who perished aboard the ill-fated voyage in 1912, and will be remembering him in a very fitting way. I spoke to Adrian Henning, a member of Drumlock LOL 153, about the late Thomas Rowan Morrow. Adrian, tell me something about Thomas Rowan Morrow and why is he significant to Drumlock?
Well, David, Thomas Rowan Morrow is down in the records as being the worshipable master of Drumlock LOL 153 in 1909. We're standing here out at the Drumlock Orange Hall here, and just if we look across 3 to 4 fields lengths away, we can see just over the brow of that hill is the homestead of where Thomas Rowan Morrow lived. He's mentioned there in the 1911 census as living there with his mother and his sister at the age of 30. He's also mentioned in the 1901 census, although he's meant living as a grocer in the town of Rathrailand itself. Basically, we want to remember Thomas as a member of our lodge here at Drumlock. There's a lot of focus on the Titanic celebrations, but most of that is in Belfast and in around the big towns and cities. But we want to bring it to a local level here, where Thomas was a member of our local community. We want to tell our generations coming through that it wasn't just a big ship built in Belfast. There's local connections here, and we wish to remember him through various activities. We're going to be holding a night of commemoration out here at the hall on the 14th of April, along with we're putting together a banner, bannerette, with a portrait of our brother who went down in the Titanic. So all in all, we're hoping to put together a lot of things so that our generations coming through can remember Thomas.
Join us in part 2 to hear why Thomas and how he made his journey to America.